Welcome to Transformation with Martinet. Martinet Emmons is a transformational life coach who broke free from childhood abuse, sexual trauma, and overcame cancer to become a powerful force of healing and hope for others. Martinet describes traumatic events as fierce emotional tsunamis. They can leave impending doom and destructive tidal waves of emotions that hit you when you least expect it. Martinet helps her clients dive into the depths of their trauma and pain as she stands fiercely advocating for them to shine a light on those experiences and find the lesson in the pain. She serves as a beacon of hope that guides you to see the strength, lessons, and purpose that can be born from the pain. You can feel alive with purpose again when you awaken your dormant strength, step into your power with a sense of peace, and discover a new wave of hope with the right tools and support. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation to inspire you to find hope and to see that there is a beautiful blue ocean of serenity, happiness, and fulfillment in your future. Transformation with Martinet starts now.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. I love this show. And as I say it every week, I do. I'm happy about Fridays. And a lot of it has to do with the show and, you know, of course, the weekend, but the show, it's fun. I love interviewing people that have stories of overcoming, that have stories of uplifting. And my whole goal with the show is that everybody who listens and or watches us, they are left with hope. That's my whole mission. So without further ado, I want to welcome back my amazing colleague and friend, Heather-Lynn Juergens. Welcome back, my friend.
Hello, hello.
It's good to have you.
Great to see you.
Yes, you too. So I know that you're kind of pivoting your work. And I mean, we talked about some amazing things last time. And actually, before the end of the show, I will tell you the last show that we had. So if you want to come back and check that out, listeners, thank you. So you're pivoting in your work, but I know you have a lot of stories because we've done trainings together. We know each other. Could you share a story that you collecting evidence, we collect evidence, right, in our journey of what we have overcome, what we have accomplished. And so when we look back on our lives and maybe we're in another tough situation, it's like, oh, wait a minute, I already done something like this before. I can do this, you know, and it gets easier each time. So would you like to share a story with us?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting because so much has happened since you and I have been together. Mm-hmm. And so much has happened that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even in the realm of me not doing something or not doing certain work. It was the fact that I didn't even know what work needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And I started on, since last time that you and I had met, you know, the world kind of knocked on my door and said, cool, we're going to uproot everything in your life. And we're going to do it all at once in 60 days, which meant I was losing the place I was living, the condo I was in. He was selling the condo and I needed to get out, which means I had to give up my trusted companion, Mystique, which was my lab, that I really didn't realize how much I had come to need and depend on. And the other thing that she did was she also was a beautiful crutch, because it meant I didn't have to go outside my comfort zone to get cuddles or to have someone greet me when I walked in the door. So mm-hmm. I fell very deep into my comfort zone for quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I had to give up about 3/4 of my entire belongings, which I don't know if you've ever had to do that. When it was all said and done, and after I had taken some, you know, donated much of it, I sat there, and right before doing that, I really didn't know where to start. How do you uproot and literally sever 3/4 of your belongings? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know what to keep. And what was interesting about that, Martinet, was I sat on the middle of my floor crying. with a glass of wine on one hand and like this stuffed animal that was my son's in the other. I was trying to find comfort and neither one were comforting me.
Right.
Within that, I just kind of stopped and just asked that question. You know, when we ask great questions, we get amazing answers.
Yeah.
And the question was, what am I going to keep?
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around and I'm like, I don't even know what I have room to keep. I'm going from 1400 square feet to 500 square feet. That's a shift.
Yes.
And I started laughing because I went, okay, well, I'm going to keep me. Like I knew I had to keep me.
Yeah.
The powerful part of that statement was I had never said that statement before and I never felt that before. I'd always been one to give every ounce of me away. If you needed something, or I would give my soul away for approval or safety.
Mm-hmm.
I would give my thoughts and my values away just to be protected. So the fact that I made that statement, well, I'm the keeper here. I'm going to keep me. Everything else is debatable.
Right.
Was a very powerful shift. I moved into this little bungalow. I couldn't call it a small apartment because that was incredibly sad for me. So I created, it's my little bungalow.
Uh-huh.
The interesting part about that is I went into a pretty deep depression. And because I felt like I had lost everything and I really, the things that I really thought I needed, the total year span of losing was 18 years of things that I gave away.
Mm-hmm.
Now within that 18 years were several toxic relationships, several things that I had no business keeping in my home. They were meant to be released.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that in the past 6 weeks, when I said that I didn't know that I didn't know, I didn't realize I had been incredibly addicted to my own identity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, clenched fist, addicted to it. And breaking free from that took a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Took an absolute lot of work. On the other side of that, I founded kind of a new identity, and I didn't know she existed. She existed. I saw glimpses of her when I was a soccer goalie for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, fierce and vibrant and expressive and leadership. And she was athletic and she could do the work. Mm-hmm. And I decided to take a huge risk and join a fitness class. Doesn't sound like a big deal. With the exception is I've joined probably 5 other fitness classes over the last 3 years and I could never stick to them. Can you relate at all having something you really want to do? And
yeah, kind of.
You can't finish it? You quit? I mean, I can't be the only one, right?
Oh, yeah, I relate very well.
So building that part of her. And, you know, it's funny because when we start something that radical, particularly when it goes complete opposite to the identity that we are completely attached to, I mean, I kind of got a lot of mileage of just being sad and not being able to move my body very much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a hard time going up steps because of my weight, because of my knees, because of like that. It was a very real and valid reason why I could not work out. It was valid to me. I mean, it was real. I had plenty of proof why I should not be working out. Plenty of it. I can't lift a weight. I'm not coordinated. I don't feel like embarrassing myself. I'm not going to be able to get off the floor without going on all fours and then having to maybe get a wall and then climb up the wall to try to get up. I mean, that's all very real to me.
Right.
And it was also very stark because being an athlete, and just maybe 8 years ago, I didn't have the body I had now.
Mm-hmm.
I could water ski. I could do things. I could run. I was fit and trim and sexy. And I didn't feel that now at all.
Right.
So being that vulnerable and when I walked into this gym, and it's not just kind of, it's not like a Planet Fitness. It's like a back house gym with like barbells and weights and turf. And sleds that you push. I have never felt so out of my element my entire life than when I walked into this place going, well, I do not belong here. Like,
that excites me when you say it, actually. Totally excites me.
It did not excite me then. It terrified me. Mm-hmm. And I think the only reason I didn't walk out is because I was so scared. My legs would not move. I could not get my legs to move to walk out the door the first day. Like, I couldn't get them to move.
Yeah.
And from there, I just started to do some of the, what I call with my clients, dirt work.
Uh-huh.
And dirt work is when you got to go under the surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily slinging around in the mud with pigs. It's not, we're going to get that messy.
Yeah.
We're just going to unroot some stuff. We're going to pull some weeds. We're just mm-hmm. going to kind of move in there a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So
that's powerful. No, that's really, really powerful. Before you go further with that, though, I want to ask you, because I've had a, not that I relate to your story. I mean, I do very much relate to your story in different ways. But when you said, how did you feel inside you when you said, I am keeping me?
I felt a surge of energy and a surge of locking in. Mm-hmm. I've been fragmented for so long. And thinking everything else around me was worth keeping. And I just kind of, I was lucky to have all of that.
Mm.
I never really felt lucky just to be me or keep me. So a surge of energy. I felt home.
Mm-hmm.
I also felt a bit of sadness.
Yeah.
Because I had neglected me for so long.
Mm-hmm.
For numerous reasons, but that sadness was there, but it wasn't debilitating.
Mm-hmm.
It just was an honoring of the journey that I've been on and the process that I had repeated over and over and over again to stay stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was also the battle cry of being willing to go into the uncharted passage and go, okay, if I'm worth keeping, number one, what is it going to take to keep me?
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to take to keep me safe that I can make so that I'm safe?
Right.
Not my environment, not people around me. How do I become safe again?
Mm-hmm.
So it became a battle cry of mine.
Yeah. That's really, really powerful. I was thinking similar thoughts, different circumstances, but I have been where you are. I've lost everything, my home, everything. I've been there. There was I had a recent diagnosis in June, which is autoimmune vitiligo, and it's watching my skin, like some of these spottiness and a particular amount that's on my hips. Seeing that was just devastating to me. And then I got to thinking, like, you know what? My body's trying to get my attention, and it's trying to get my attention with vanity. So I definitely pay attention to it, but also with something that, not even though there's not a cure, it's also not going to harm me. It just isn't pretty, in my opinion. So I started to feel that compassion. Like, you know what? She's pretty awesome. You know, she's been through cancer. She's been through tremendous abuse. She's been through so many things. And now she's just trying to say, you know what? You got to start making changes. You know what? You got to start slowing down a bit, relaxing a bit. Listen, I got something for you here, but you got to just slow the, you know what, down.
Yes.
And maybe that's the same kind of thing with you.
Yes.
I would like to, if you don't mind, talk about that again a little bit more after our break, and just dive a little bit more into safety and compassion for these vessels that take us through life.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. We'll be right back.
Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventable roadmap. Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com. Do you want to overcome your chronic health condition? Have you tried for years? Christy Rich is a holistic healer with over 17 years experience. She will discover the root cause of your condition and treat you naturally for amazing results. She works with clients one-to-one, but for a limited time, you can grab your free PDF with her top natural health products. Visit thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. That's thedancingcurtain.com/get healthy. Feel better today.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we conquer everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Heather Lynn Jurgens, and we are talking about safety in the body, finding our home inside ourselves. And we left off talking about compassion for the vessels that carry us through life, for just ourselves. You know, sometimes I was talking to our colleagues recently, you know, Michelle Moore, John Smith, you know, just talking about this body safety. And we're going to be doing a show here pretty soon again, as well, about being safe in our bodies. And I always kind of thought as my body is something separate, you know, just like, you know, it, because I've battled my weight my whole life with an eating disorder and all this kind of thing. I'm at a good weight now, but it's like, and I don't feel bad about what I eat. It's not a battle anymore. But it took me a long time to get here. And I remember people, you know, because of the whole shaming industry of weight, or it's so many shaming of whatever it is going on, right? And somebody saying like, well, if you're fat, it doesn't matter. It's your body. It's not you. Well, it kind of is. It is us. It houses our soul. It houses our everything. And that was something, as I've done the work and all the coaching that I have gotten, and praise to Michelle Moore, who's been my coach forever. I would not have been able to accept this diagnosis had I not done all the work on me. So Heather, where are you today with weed pulling, with going in there and uprooting and maybe taking a few dives into the ocean and, you know, swimming around? Where, how do you feel now? Like,
you know, I feel more ownership for myself. Mm-hmm. I feel more trust to myself than I, mm-hmm. than probably I ever have. And I was in a pretty toxic, massively psychologically abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. And when I went through that, I escaped that in 2014 and slowly worked my way back to where I am now. Mm-hmm. Martinet, in the process, there were big chunks of that where my healing actually transitioned into hiding. I no longer was healing. I was doing nothing but hiding. Mm-hmm. And what was interesting about that is with the work that I'm currently doing, that dirt work that we talked about, mm-hmm. I noticed that I actually wasn't hiding. Mm-hmm. And I was really beating myself up a lot about, and I'm not talking weeks, I'm talking like years, mm-hmm. that I just kind of cocooned in and didn't want to come out. And that dirt work that I spoke of, that kind of has a very special meaning for me. So D stands for deliberate disruption. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to walk, you're going to be very deliberate in what you're going to disrupt in your life. So it's different than having the kind of the world come in and knock your legs out from underneath you. But when you walk into the journey and go, okay, I'm going to start to take things down, that's a different mindset. That's something mm-hmm. different because you're at cause. I is for integrating the identities. That's mm-hmm. isolating the identities that might be not serving us so well, and really learning how to communicate with them. It's also illuminating the identities that who we want to become, mm-hmm. that potential element. Where do we want to go? Mm-hmm. Who do I need to become to have this happen into my life right now? And how do I need to act? And what am I not? Right. R is required resistance. Required mm-hmm. resistance. That one's a fun one. That's where kind of some initiation happens, where you're going to get tested and you're going to fall. You're going to mm-hmm. fail. And then you're going to build resiliency to come back up.
Oh, yeah.
T is for time equals safety. You're only going to be able to change and transform and move forward at the level in which you feel safe. Oh. Back then, I didn't feel safe. Mm-hmm. So my mind wanted to go. My mind knew where I needed to go. My body tried to go. Mm-hmm. And I just, it was like, uh-uh. And I had gotten so fragmented and compartmentalized in the relationship that I had from 2012 to 2014 that, yes, that relationship was, although intense and very short-lived, Martinet, I didn't come back into my body. Like literally claim my body back mm-hmm. until 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Oh. 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So from 2012 to 2022, mm-hmm. I was disengaged. I was destructive. Mm-hmm. I was all of those things that detached and incredibly devalued. Mm-hmm. And it was starting the working out process that dropped me into my body, because you can't work out without being in your body. I tried and I fell, which was mm-hmm. not a fun thing to do.
I hear that.
Yeah. It's Ooh. So, it had a whole different element to me. So now those little nuances that you were talking about, you know, my body wants to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I call those internal interventions.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. I love
Isn't that cool?
Yes, it is.
Little moments where they want to say something and need to be heard. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot more gentle with myself right now. I'm a lot more compassionate. Mm-hmm. There's a softness inside of me that I've never had before. So that mm-hmm. armor that I had that was so, I don't know, incredibly, incredibly thick, like layers mm-hmm. upon layers upon layers mm-hmm. upon layers. I still have the ability to, you know, wield a sword or a shield, but I'm mm-hmm. not in that full body armor anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I relate to that well. Mm. That's like Sean in his jumpsuits, right? Like, how many do you still have on? For those of you who don't know, our master coach he does a routine where he talks about layers of things that people put on top of us, you know, like, well, somebody doesn't like you, so you put on a layer, and oh, I suck at baseball, I'm never going to be able to play, so I put on a layer. And he used, you know, putting on jumpsuits, each one, and then another pair of sunglasses and everything. And it's really a cool skit, you know, to watch. And we do put on these layers. I mean, gosh, I know a moment ago, I was just thinking too about how, I I had a lot of abuse in my life and I continued it myself. You know, here I am an adult. Nobody's hurting me anymore. None of this stuff's happening anymore. But what am I doing to me?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. It's like when I just realized it's like, oh yeah, all that is over and I'm an adult. And what am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you realize, like, was it when you lost your place that you realized, boy, some more changes here need to happen? Or did you just, I mean, what happened exactly? Like,
you know, I got a bit of reality check. Mm-hmm. Because I really always, I didn't know what I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And the last show you and I did was about reinvention.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a firm believer about certain dynamics of reinvention.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't know is that in my case, I wasn't in that transformational reinvention phase, which is where you need to be, or where that place where it's a purity that you're coming from, truly that.
Mm-hmm.
I was more in a reinvention to try to fix me, to try to become palatable to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very different, that's the dark side of reinvention, if you want to be real about it. Mm-hmm. That's a very manipulative side. And I wasn't manipulating other people, I was manipulating me.
Mm-hmm.
Also saying, it's not good enough the way you are. They're never going to accept you for who you are. Let's put on the more armor and let's just kind of have this false pretense out there and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Well, after I lost my place and 18 years to get rid of something, there's a lot of identities in 18 years.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And I have been doing a lot of work, just like you do a lot of coaching work and all of that. And for that time, I gave up everything. I gave up my clients for a bit. I put several on pause. I just, I had to reset.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go back to me. I had to start keeping me okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge shift because I had the quote unquote relative excuse of I just lost my place. So, you know, I'm depressed and I'm sad and the universe did this to me and all of this. But then at one point, like you, I was the one causing the abuse. I was the one causing the excuses. I was the one making it work. I was the one that was not moving. And I also suffer from autoimmune diseases. So there are some dynamics to that that is health related, but not as much as I was making it me.
Right.
I not as much as I was, it was very real to me, 100%. But it also, the realness could have shifted as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while to love myself enough to be honest with myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like the real raw come to Heather meeting that I had to attend, my own intervention, my own internal intervention, such as a alcoholic or a drug addict would have an intervention of people that loved them.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be the only one to show up to say I loved me enough.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
I hear you. I hear you. And that's, I commend you for going in, all in for you, because you deserve it. 100% you deserve it. Yeah, I relate. 100% relate to that. And it's like, even just like sitting there and asking, it's like, what do I want? And really listening. You know, a lot of times I go on my walk, I'll like listen to things that are, you know, learning things, whatever it is, podcasts, whatever. Sometimes I just want to get into it. I love time travel books. So sometimes I'll do that. And then other times it's like, you know what, why don't we just listen to what's going on here? Maybe there's something we need to talk about while we hear the breeze. I mean, the wind, hear the wind, feel the breeze, see the sun rising, whatever it is. And that's a good time to have a meeting with yourself, I've found.
It is, very much so.
Yeah. So we are going to take a break, everyone. And we're going to come back with, I don't know what, more good stuff. That's for sure. I know that. See you soon.
Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money. That's mindful.money and find out how to secure your retirement income today. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com. Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventableroadmap.
Welcome back, everyone, to the place where we conquer everything, compromise nothing. This is Transformation with Martinet. My guest today is Heather Lynn Jurgens, and we are talking about being kind to ourselves and having meetings with ourselves and letting ourselves actually think and create and command forth a destiny that we are meant to have and believe in ourselves to fulfill it. Yeah. What do you think, Heather? Like, where in this do you feel now? Like, you've done so dang much work in a short amount of time.
I have done a lot of work in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. But I think the my ability to be able to do that is because I had, number one, I found a grace within myself. Mm-hmm. And I started to understand that all of these different identities or all of these different things that I was doing was really, truly out of trying to protect myself. Mm-hmm. I was trying to protect me. And I hadn't necessarily updated some of the conversations with myself.
That's powerful right there.
I hadn't updated the conversations. I was still kind of in, you know, it'd really be great to be in a relationship and have somebody there. But I had, in order to have that great relationship, don't you kind of have to have one with yourself first? Yeah. So that you know, meeting with Heather and that intervention that I brought on, I initiated that. Mm-hmm. That was probably the demarcation point for me. And being willing to see it as that. And honoring that part, you know, my senses that you'll really resonate with this statement. I had lived decades betraying myself, mm-hmm. betraying my word to me, mm-hmm. betraying my values, mm-hmm. betraying my own integrity to a lot of other things. I had to come back and really look at that demarcation point and really come back to me and go, okay, the first little changes I had to make was how I was talking to myself. Mm-hmm. And that sounds incredibly, everyone talks about that, right? It's saturated in a way. But my conversations were, Heather, seriously, are you doing this again? Oh my God, Heather, get off the freaking couch. It's Heather, oh, come on, Heather, let's go. And there was such a roughness, a gruff, an aggressiveness. And I do not remember when this phrase came in. I do not remember, but I externally said I was doing something and I was just about to just slash myself to bits. And out of nowhere, but deep inside my spirit and my soul, I said, "Darling, you got this." And it stopped me dead in my tracks. And I stopped and then I went, okay, this, Martin, I do remember. It was getting ready as I was wrestling with my sports bra, trying to get it on because it's too small to go to workout class. I do remember it was because I was wrestling with it and trying to get it on. And then I was beating myself up because it was a little bit too small. And how could I do this? And this soft voice just came from the depth of my soul. "Darling, you got this.
Yeah.
And amazingly, it instantly zipped up, which was a miracle on its own. And it was, "Go get in the car." And then it was again, "Darling, you got this." And then I got in my car and then I drove to the place. And I remember recording a video because I was, I knew that I was going to use it for something. You just kind of know that you know.
Oh, yeah.
I want to milestone this. I want to have this captured.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I was recording it. And I literally say at the end, "I guess I have to get out now." Like, I was content. That was a win for me driving to the gym. That was a win.
Right.
But then I had to go, I had to press myself. "Darling, you got this." So I got inside. And once I got inside, I had pinned myself in the corner so that if I, my legs would have moved, I would have had to walk by about 40 people to get to the exit. I'm glad my subconscious did that to block me into a corner.
Yeah.
But it was just all those little things. And then actually going through, and that was the mantra I said at least 50 times throughout that 45-minute workout, where I was watching everybody else around me, regardless of their size or their age, that was doing better than I was. Every insecurity I had was exposed. Everything. From everything, it was like on display for the world to see. So for 45 minutes to come face to face with that part of me and be able to champion myself, "Darling, you got this." And at some point encourage other women, "Darling, you got this. We got this. 10 more reps.
Darling,
we got this." It became this funny battle cry, literally out of my mouth. I was a person that I didn't recognize. I'm a lone wolf. I don't open up to people. I certainly do not encourage you when I am not doing well. I got my own stuff I got to work on. So for me to allow these other women into my vulnerability to be able to say back to me when I was struggling, "You got this. You got this, girl. Keep going."
Yeah.
The world opened up. It's a world I didn't. It's a world I haven't known before, or at least for a very long time.
Oh, when you champion others, things really shift. Oh my gosh. And you know, when you were talking to in the very beginning there is, you know, like championing ourselves, it was, we didn't do that. It was like, as long as everybody else around us is okay, we're okay. You know, and eventually if we do everything that you want, then maybe some of that will come back to me somehow. You know, and the aggressiveness towards self, boy, do I relate to that one. And still to this day, and I'm going to admit this to wherever this episode is going and however many hear this, I have told very few people this, but when I am really anxiety mode and stressed and everything, nursery rhymes go through my head. And sometimes it's like, it's just like, shut the fuck up. I mean, to myself, I'm like, stop, you know? And there was a point where it's like, I did that in the mirror. And then there was like this, it's almost like a look that came out of my soul, looking at me saying, "Gosh, you're mean. You are, why are you so mean to me?" And it took me back to a long time coaching session with Michelle, like so long ago. Like I said, she's been my coach for years. And she had had me do a mirror exercise where it wasn't the nice one where you look in the mirror saying, "You're beautiful. I love you. You're awesome. You did great today." It was the opposite. Looking in my own eyes and telling me, you know, "You are horrible. You are this. You suck. You're stupid. You're da da da." And that was like something too, like my eyes, it was just like, really?
Yes.
Game changer moments like this. We need them. They hurt, but we need them. And sometimes it's that reality check, looking in the mirror like I did, like, God, you know, stop. And it's like, no, it's okay. You're okay. We'll get through this. Let's just slow down a bit here. We'll be okay.
And you say something incredibly important, slowing down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And even after we have those game-changing moments, the next part of the game means incorporating them, integrating them, having them actually replace some of the elements that are in us so other we can release the others.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a step a lot of people miss. Mm-hmm. And if they don't miss it, they don't stay there long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's painful, it's uncomfortable, and it's at times scary. Not like threatening scary, though parts of our identity are threatened. You know, sometimes we prove to ourselves, remember I said that I hadn't updated the conversation with myself.
Right.
The conversation I was having is, you cannot take care of yourself. You got yourself into the relationship that you were in. You put yourself there willingly. Mm-hmm. You got played. You, all of this other stuff, you're an idiot. You're not capable of taking care of this. So parts of me, you know, that phoenix warrior that can burn everything, not just disruption, but destroy it. I was very familiar with her. She was three-fourths of my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I have not, you know, my nickname is Phoenix, and I embody that element of Phoenix, but the difference now is the fact that instead of those huge, massive, intimidating, forceful Phoenix wings, I now have butterfly wings that make five times the impact.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Oh, yes. You are transformed. I love that. What a difference. What a difference when we as you say, dig into that dirt, man. What a difference. And it sucks when you're going through it, but when you come out on the other side, wow. And, you know, us as coaches, we have got to do it. Otherwise, what good are we to our clients if we're not doing it? We can't take them to the depths of the ocean, as Sean would say, our master coach would say, that you can't if you're not willing to go there yourself.
We got to go first.
Yeah.
We got to go first. We're late.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or, I mean, we don't even have a right to take somebody there if we're not going to go.
No, exactly. Right.
Yeah. I like what's behind you. It's like, it looks like almost a mermaid in an ocean. And I like that.
It is. She reminds me to go to the depths, but she reminds me to come up for air as well. You can't live there.
Ah, yes. That's good. That's really good. That's like my lighthouses remind me. I've got a big shelf here across my office, and there's lighthouses all across, little statues. I love it. So when I see those, it's like, oh, yeah. Yep. Cool. So we're going to take a break, everyone, and we'll be right back with some final thoughts.
Are you on a healing journey, working through trauma or limited beliefs caused by social conditioning? Are you searching for who you are? There are answers waiting for you. In Gressen Pfeiffer's book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey, she shares her story of light and healing energy, providing wisdom and useful tools for you, the reader, on your own path. You can get your copy of the book, Sharing My Light and Healing Journey by Gressen Pfeiffer, available on Amazon.com. Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventable roadmap. Are you completely confident in your retirement income plan? Do you know how much is enough for you to retire comfortably and to remain comfortably retired? Jonathan Dio is a retirement planner with nearly 3 decades of experience. He has coached thousands of families to create an income stream that rises with their rising cost of living and lasts the rest of their lives. Visit mindful.money, that's mindful.money, and find out how to secure your retirement income today. Are you ready to walk in your truth? Are you ready to carve a new path to purpose? To start living your life on your terms? If so, join the Life by Design community created by Esther Graham. To learn about transformational and life-changing retreats, programs, and coaching tailor-made for what you need now, it's time to start living the life you deserve. For more information, visit fddwomen.com. That's fddwomen.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. So we left off talking about, well, Heather's mermaid there that reminds her of transformation and coming back up from the depths of that ocean and coming back to life here. And for me, it's lighthouses. Lighthouses are something that represent transformation to me and healing and hope. So Heather, we were talking on the break about lighthouses and the significance of them. What do they mean to you?
You know, lighthouses have always been a very powerful display for me and a powerful symbol for me. Mm-hmm. Lighthouses mean for me that, you know, they're there to protect, but they're mm-hmm. also there to guide.
Yes.
They're also there to warn. They're mm-hmm. also there to wake somebody up.
Yes.
If a lighthouse is getting too close, you probably need to change course. I mean, that would be the advisable advantage.
For sure.
So they're a huge display for me. And we had talked about kind of some tremendous growth and shifts that have changed in a mm-hmm. short amount of time. One of those practical elements that I put into place are like little mini lighthouses all over my world, not just my house, but in my office, in my car, as I get ready, mm-hmm. my mirror. As I get ready, at the top of it says, be amazing today. That's a little uh-huh. bit of a lighthouse to me. My coaster that I have right here says, you can't really see it, but says, hello, gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Wine bottle that's behind me that says, beauty and chaos.
Oh, that's good.
I have another wine bottle behind me that says, born of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I drink out of a mug that says, make today sparkle. They awesome. Sound so insignificant. But in the moments where your two identities, the ones that really have served their time and did phenomenally in what they were tasked to do,
mm-hmm.
when it's time to reassign them and sometimes retire them,
mm-hmm.
giving yourself space to that camouflage potential and having things that remind you where you're going and who you're becoming was instrumental to my change mm-hmm. and my transformation.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. So what advice would you give someone who, I mean, all of our circumstances, they're never the same, you know, but we all go through these challenging, rough, sometimes I cannot believe I made it through at times. What would you say to people who might be in a state that you were a very short time ago?
Yes. You know, I would say start to notice the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Start to notice patterns. For me, one of the patterns for me is I would not open any blinds or curtains in my house.
Mm.
So if that pattern was more than maybe 2 to 3, 4 days,
mm-hmm.
it was a tangible thing that I go, okay, wait a second, something's going on here. Was I hiding? Was I scared? Did I not feel safe? I needed to dig a little bit deeper in those. So mm-hmm. that would be one thing, start to notice the patterns. The second thing would be, wherever you are, 15 seconds from now, you can be in a different place if you choose to.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm. If you choose to, you can do one thing that will alter where you were 15 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
That one shift, and it just might be holding your hands over your heart and saying, I'm safe. I'm okay. I'm safe here. I'm safe in this moment. It could mm-hmm. be, darling, you got this.
Yes.
It could be anything. And that's really what we're going to talk about up on my upcoming YouTube channel of Darling, You've Got This, is going to
perfect.
Be practical things to be able to move through those really dark times where you need a lighthouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, there a friend of mine who we've known each other since we were in our 20s. We've kind of kept in touch. You know, I moved away from the state. And like I said, we would communicate on Facebook once in a while or a text message or something. And then her husband died a year ago, and I reached out to her a little bit more, you know, just to really be there, support, you know, want me to come there, I'll do whatever you need, that kind of thing. And what she was on the podcast not long ago, and she had said that she will give herself these moments of renting, say, an Airbnb, going there and crying, watching TV, all whatever she wanted, but she had an end date.
Yes.
By the end of this weekend, we're back to real life again. We can sit in all this all we want. We can eat what we want. We can do what we want, whatever it is. If it's chocolate all day, it's fine. But then we're done. And I thought that was very important as well, because, you know, we have to sit in the crap anyway and get through it all. But then there's a moment, it's like, all right, now I need to get out of here for a while. Like, you need to open your shades again.
Yes.
For me, it's staying in my bedroom. That's my safe little place. I like to be there. Yes. All right. It's like, come on out of there now. All right. Let's get in the living room. Let's socialize a bit with the family.
Yes.
So yeah, that's very important.
Those are all, I love that. I love that. And I think, you know, also just starting to have maybe mini baby conversations with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really going through a healing part? Are you hiding?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in denial? Mm-hmm. Baby, little baby steps. Yeah. And probably the biggest thing I would say is, do not take on everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
Do not take on everything at once.
Yeah.
It's baby steps, and that little 1% or that little one action, and then that one, even if that one action is there for, and you do the same action for 1 week, and then the next week you do that one action, and then you do the next, that's how you start feeling trust and you start reversing all of that betrayal against yourself. You start trusting mm-hmm. yourself again. You yes. start showing up for you again. You're worthy of showing up for.
Yes, and you keep your word to yourself.
Yes. Those little things, again, mm-hmm. it sounds so insignificant, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly powerful, and it's what we need to do to have consistency and sustainability. Because it doesn't yes. work if we just do something for 2 days or a week. It's got to be sustainable so we can log the wins and keep going versus yep. give ourselves all the reasons why we don't think we're worthy. The world yes. does enough of that. We don't need to do it to ourselves.
Exactly. Keep it simple.
Yes.
You know, keep it really simple. Just these little mini moves. That's all you need to do. My husband always talks about him being like it's all or nothing. It's just, it's all or nothing. If I don't put my all into it, and they're like, why don't you try something different? Just try just a little bit here. Maybe a little bit then, you know, and just try it for different. If it doesn't work for you, it's okay. But just give it a shot. But it's so much different, especially for women. It's like, we need to celebrate the wins. We do, to keep going. It's more, it's at least to me, in my experience, it's more important for us in that is celebrating the wins.
And celebrating each other.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. If those of you don't have a group of women out there that you can connect with, I highly recommend finding one. Reach out to me. I'll help you with that. It's very important to be in a community of women that support each other, not tear each other down. You want to be in a room of women that when there's an opportunity in there that they know it's for you, they'll give it to you, you know, and they're not going to feel anything about it. It's like, there's always enough for all of us, men, women, all of us, there's always enough. And there's no reason we can't build each other up and support each other and help each other. So Heather, your final thought in the last minute we got.
Really easy. Darling, you've got this. Take the first.
You got this. So where can everybody find you? I know it's there in the notes and all that, but where can they find you?
They can find me on my website, which is heatherlynnjurgens.com. And starting next week or whenever you see this, go check out YouTube. Darling, you got this.
Yay. I love that. I just think that just hearing that name, that's intriguing to me. It's like, oh, I'm going to go check that out.
Yes.
Ooh, what's she about? I love that. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's so good. I thank you, my friend, so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom and vulnerability. I really appreciate it.
Best to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. We are every Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And we're all about transformation. If you have a story of overcoming and you would like to be on the show, hit me up. Martinae@martinaeemmons.com. And I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss being on the show. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinae. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinae and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinae is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinae and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinaeemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.